Obviously, it was hopefully that the break came at a good time for us. And we got to spend a little bit of time away, albeit the boys had their own training program and they did work very hard even during that period, and great credit to them for that. But as you say, we're back at it now and looking forward to Friday night.
You went into the break with a few knocks and niggles around the squad. Any updates or any changes to then?
Unfortunately, we aren't that much further on. There's probably two or three players that are day by day here with us. Some may make Friday night even the bench, but again, it's literally day to day.
Good to see the likes of Cameron Dummigan back again, obviously, and Liam Boyce as well. Liam gives you something up top.
Yeah, listen, I think nobody needs me to tell them about the quality of Liam Boyce. He's a lad that we definitely would have liked to have got a whole lot more out of. Just unfortunately, with the nature of Boyce's injury and probably his injury record, we had to be very careful of how quickly we got him back, and a lot of the stuff was based on medical advice as much as anything. But as I say, great credit to him. He's worked really hard, and hopefully he'll be getting closer and closer as the games go by.
It's a time of the year now, obviously, turning for a few ins and outs, no doubt. There's a lot of working on in the background, I assume.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of working on in the background, and great credit, as I said, to the club. There's a phenomenal amount of conversations, meetings, Zooms, you name it, we're doing it at the minute. And we want to bring players in here. We want to bring really good people in here who want to. We're in a tough call position at the moment, so we need characters that are going to come in and help us get ourselves out of this.
The job in hand now at the minute, obviously, is Friday night against a Bohemian side that's done very well so far this year.
Yeah, I think the 4 wins in 5, scoring a lot of goals, playing a lot of good football, playing a lot of free-flowing football, their confidence is high. But as we talk to the players, this is a great opportunity for us. And our job's to, by no means, undermine their threats or their qualities, but very much concentrate on the things that we're good at. The last couple of games at Celtic Park against Pats and Shells, I thought on both occasions we were excellent on the night. Again, our Achilles heel was we never put the ball in the net. And hopefully we can try and start working to put that right.
And just finally for me, Tiernan, stage of the season now, obviously we're moving out of Celtic Park after this. Very exciting time going back to the new Brandywell, start of the FA Cup, decent draw, and then Europe coming up as well.
Yeah, listen, I think about nothing else, unfortunately, of the difficult position that we're in, and we haven't done the things that we should have done and we needed to do. We've 16 cup finals left in the league, and we're well aware of that. We need to give our fans something that they can be proud of and cheer about, and rather than boo about. So, and as I say, I'm fully aware of that. I take that responsibility very much on my shoulders. And as I've been telling the players, and keep watching and training, we just got to keep going. We got to keep believing, and hopefully this tide turns for us, because there's so many good things that are happening on the pitch and off the pitch, and I think there's more exciting days ahead.